Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pelicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and an infant. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. If you've ever watched NBC's Biggest Loser, you know the dramatic change that can take place when you work together as a team and you have a great prize to work towards. Learn to leverage these same principles in your own Biggest Loser contest on today's edition of Losing Weight After Baby. Well, I'm really happy that you're listening to this podcast. You know, if you've ever watched that NBC show, The Biggest Loser, you have seen the changes that happen. 18 contestants compete for this grand prize of $250,000. How would you like to lose some weight and win $250,000? That'd be pretty cool. Every week, these contestants face food temptations, rigorous workouts, and weigh-ins, and it works. People lose a dramatic amount of weight, and they learn how to eat better, how to exercise. So why do you think this show has been so successful in helping overweight men and women get control back into their lives? Well, there's a couple of factors that make The Biggest Loser successful, and guess what? They are things that you and I can do in our lives as well. We don't need a TV crew, we don't need $250,000, but let me give you some ideas of how you can have your own Biggest Loser contest. The Biggest Loser works because they begin with motivated people. Are you motivated to lose weight? They have a daily meal plan. Could you take a few minutes and just kind of figure out, okay, this is what I'm going to eat today? They participate in a fitness program. They connect with others who need to lose weight, and they're accountable to a trainer. These are all things you can do. Well, you might say, well, hey, I don't really have a fitness program. I don't even belong to the gym. Well, you still can do a lot of things at home if you are a bit overwhelmed by, let's say, 3 times of 45 minutes. Let's say that would be our goal. If that's a little overwhelming to you, then you start with 3 times of 20 minutes, and then 3 times a week of 30 minutes, then 3 times a week of 45 minutes, and ramp up to something that you can work towards and that you can achieve. You know, you don't have to be on television to become a Biggest Loser. You can have a contest with your family or with your friends or your coworkers even. I have a friend who did it at work, and everyone who wanted to participate put in $25, and it ended up being a pretty large cash prize. I think it was about $1,000. And everyone put $25 in the pot, and then the winner took all, whoever lost the most weight in 1 month. So can you imagine at that workplace, the break room? So people are going, yeah, go ahead and eat that, buddy, because they want them to lose. See the accountability? See people cheering for each other? Wow, you look fantastic. You're doing great. You know, oh, hey, you should not be eating those donuts. We're having our weigh-in next week, remember? You know, that accountability of having a team is so fantastic. So, hey, maybe at your workplace, you could say to, you know, 20 of your coworkers, or get your manager on board and do the whole place and say, let's have a Biggest Loser contest and see who do departments against departments or individuals, however you want to do it. But do you see the fun that you can have with this and the motivation that can take place? Because who wants to lose? No, everybody wants to win. You don't want some other department or some other individual beating you out. So you leverage that so that you can lose weight. And then once you have the jumpstart to lose weight, once you've got those initial pounds off, then you keep going. You keep working towards it. So you can do this. Now for our family, how we did it was we had a Biggest Loser contest. And it was my husband, James, and I against my parents. Who will be the champions? Who can get smaller faster? So what we did is we chose 1 month. We chose, I believe it was the month of April. And we said for the month of April, we are going to weigh in at the beginning of the month. And then we'll weigh in same time, same clothes, same scale, 30 days later. And we had weekly weigh-ins. So every week we would weigh in at that same scale. And we kind of laugh at each other. Oh, you already got 3 pounds. Oh, I better hurry up. I better catch up. And it was so much fun. We made this poster chart of the four of us, and we put our heads on ideal bodies. So we had like all these fit bodies with our heads. And then we'd put week one, and then you'd put your weight. Week two, your weight. Week three, your weight. And week four, your weight. And then the total. And then at the end, we saw, you know, who lost the most weight. So what did this contest do for our family? Well, when we got together, instead of eating desserts or going out a lot for food, we'd eat at home and we'd skip the dessert. We'd have fruit instead. My mom served us like lettuce wraps with turkey inside, and it was really good. It was a new recipe, nothing we'd ever tried at our house before. So it made us eat nutritious meals. It gave us accountability for exercise. We would ask each other if we were working out. And my mom and I started working out together. We work out twice a week together in the mornings to go to a spin class. So it all this accountability, it really gives you an environment that you can succeed in. And of course, we had a prize. We didn't have $250,000. But what the prize was whichever couple won. So if my husband and I lost together the most weight, or my mom and dad lost together the most weight, whoever won, whichever couple won, got a free night hotel stay in downtown San Diego, overlooking the bay, just a gorgeous hotel room. And for us, you know, we've got kids, so that included childcare. So we're like, wow, this is fantastic. A free romantic getaway with childcare? Like, we have to win. My husband was like, we have to win that. So what we did at the end of the month is we each stepped on the scale, and guess what happened? Well, I lost 7 pounds in 1 month, which is totally doable. You can do this too. It's about 2 pounds a week. It's a very doable goal. And then my mom would weigh in, then my dad weighed in, and so it came down to my husband. If he could lose more than 7 pounds, we would win. So he stepped on the scale, and to our utter amazement, because we really thought my parents would win, my husband lost 9 pounds and pushed us over the finish line. So yes, we were the winners. So we were the winners. So it was a lot of fun. But do you know, even though we won, who won in this Biggest Loser contest? Everybody won, because my parents lost weight. We lost weight, and it was a fantastic memory for our family. Like, it was really a lot of fun. It gives you an opportunity to tease each other, and you can say, put that food down, or here, eat some more celery. And it's all allowed. And, you know, no one gets mad at you for saying things like this. And it was really fun. It was done in good humor. So I really encourage you, have a Biggest Loser contest. Do it at your work. Do it with your family. Do it with your friends. You can make it small. You can go head to head with one person. You can make it big. You could do your whole corporation, however you want to do it. So here's my advice for how you will set the stage for your Biggest Loser contest. First of all, decide who will participate. Are you going to compete against one person, or are you going to have teams? The second thing you want to do is you want to set a time limit. Will this competition last for 4 weeks? Will it last for 8 weeks? Will it last for 12 weeks? I don't suggest anything really a whole lot longer, because it's kind of hard to sustain the momentum of it if you do. Next, offer a great prize. What is the winner going to get besides the glory of being the champion and the glory of having loose pants? What else will the winner get? Well, cash is always good. Cash is always welcome. So you can ask people who participate to put in $10, $5, $25, whatever they can afford. If you don't want to use money, you can always offer free babysitting. The winner will win a week's worth, you know, 7 coupons of free babysitting. They could win meals cooked for them. They could win house cleaning. I mean, would you like to win these things? I would love to win dinner on the table and someone to clean my bathroom, okay? So get creative with the prizes and get excited about them. Make them something that people want to win. So decide who will participate, set a time limit, offer a great prize, then have weekly weigh-ins. Use the same scale, same time of day, same situation, so no one can say, well, that's because, you know, you weighed that because you haven't drank water all day long. And, you know, do it the same time, same circumstances. When you make losing weight like a game, it makes it fun. All of a sudden, instead of thinking, oh, I'm counting these calories and I'm depressed and I have to deprive myself, instead you're thinking, I bet I'm going to lose more weight than so-and-so, and I bet they're eating ice cream right now and I'm not. Like, it makes it kind of fun. So you have this healthy sense of competition. You've got a goal to strive for. You've got a finish line. You know there's a certain day that you're going for. You've got bonuses going for you, and the list goes on. So for today's action step, I want you to think of who will you invite to become part of your Biggest Loser contest. Contact that person or those people today. Start your Biggest Loser contest soon while it's in your mind. So if you're, You know, depending on when you listen to this podcast, maybe you want to do it at the start of the next month. Get your team in place and then go. And I wish you the best of luck, that you will win that prize, that you will lose that weight. You'll make some great memories and have a lot of fun in the process. Well, next week, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the fires here in San Diego. Well, my family and I live here in San Diego, so next week I'm going to tell you a little bit about our experience with the San Diego fires and give you some advice about when you are at home all day and food is staring you in the face, how do you avoid mindless snacking? So next week we'll be talking about how you can be stuck in your house all day and not overeat. So please join us again. You'll always find encouraging words here about fitness. Until then, be an example to your kids. Overcome your complacency about fitness and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom!